It was the longest auto strike in a half century, although neither the company nor the union is what it was in that long strike. Now the two sides have to get back to work, making a profit and putting the new national contract into place, and GM plants have to work on the local contracts. GM got to keep some plants closed, and United Auto Workers members bargained raises, an end to the lower wages for newer workers, and the large number of temporary workers in the plants. Cornell Industrial and Labor Relations School auto expert Art Wheaton says those temps had a lot to do with plants like Powertrain voting down the pact.
The number of temporaries that they have had an impact on who voted for it and against it. So Rochester voted it down overwhelmingly. So I think the plants that have some fear of being closed down in the future tended to vote it down. The larger plants that were less concerned with the job security seem to approve it.
Wheaton says workers are concerned that as the industry moves toward electric cars, workers in plants making essential parts for internal combustion engines like Powertrain worry there won't be a need for their plants. The contract does provide for a closed plant in Detroit to start installation of some equipment to make parts for electric cars. He says UAW and Ford talks may go more smoothly because the two sides have better labor relations. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.